RedotPay adds, Ripple's RLUSD on the XRP ledger for card spending. RedotPay has turned on support for Ripple USD, RLUSD, on the XRP ledger, letting users fund and spend the stablecoin directly inside its app. The company announced the addition on June 5th, confirming that deposit and spend went live on June 2nd at 4 p.m. UTC plus 8, with withdrawals scheduled to open from June 9th at the same time. For a crypto card built around stablecoin spending, this is an incremental but real change. It adds a third major dollar token, alongside the USDT and USDC balances RedotPay users already rely on. A regulated dollar token joins the funding menu. RLUSD is Ripple's dollar-pegged stablecoin, issued under a New York trust charter and backed by cash and short-dated treasuries. RedotPay supporting it on XRPL means cardholders can hold an RLUSD balance, top up with it, and have it convert at the point of sale when they tap the card. The practical effect is choice. Someone who already holds RLUSD, or who prefers it over Tether or Circle's coin, no longer has to swap into a different stablecoin before loading the card. The token sits in the app as a spendable stablecoin balance like the others. RedotPay did not announce any change to fees, cashback, or card tiers tied to RLUSD. The card mechanics stay the same. What changed is the asset list. The withdrawal gap is the detail to watch. The rollout is staged. Deposit and spend opened on June 2nd, but the ability to withdraw RLUSD back out of RedotPay does not start until June 9th. That week-long gap matters for anyone treating the balance as transient funds rather than a long-term hold. If you load RLUSD before June 9th and then decide you want it back on-chain rather than spent, you have to wait. It is a short window and a common pattern when a provider stages a new asset to test deposit and settlement flows before opening the exit. Still, it is worth knowing before you move size into the app. Spending the RLUSD balance was available from day one, so the limitation is narrow. It affects withdrawals, not purchases. The XRPL rail is the interesting part. RLUSD exists on both Ethereum and the XRP ledger. RedotPay chose the XRPL version, which settles in a few seconds and costs a fraction of a cent per transaction. For a card whose user base skews toward Southeast Asia, Africa, and other emerging markets, a cheap and fast funding rail is more than a technical footnote. It keeps the cost of topping up low, which is the whole point of using a stablecoin card over a traditional remittance. One caveat applies to any stablecoin card. The disclosed token is not the only cost layer. Card networks still take a spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% on the conversion, and that sits on top of whatever the app charges. RLUSD support changes which token funds the card, not the underlying network economics.